We checked out music by Money Long, by the way, just before the BBC update with Made for Her, brand new music right there. And then speaking of new music, Esmond Nawe seems to be experimenting a little bit with his sound.
Sound seems like it.
I mean, we're here for it. We're here for it.
Mm-hmm.
The song is called G-Star, by the way.
Yes.
It's brand new to the playlist. You will hear it every now and then. And just to give you the opportunity to make up your mind whether you love Esmo's new sound or not. Now, Shaquan, we've been having a conversation about Namibia's final game today.
Yes.
Versus Uruguay.
Mm-hmm.
Can we or can we not get that victory against a tough Uruguay side?
Yeah, yeah.
Which, I dare say, we sort of kind of underestimated them a little bit.
Yeah.
Before the World Cup.
We did.
As a country now, yeah, yeah.
And I think also even with the conversations that we had leading to this.
Yeah.
Even our rugby experts did share that we are betting on that game.
On that game, yeah. Boy, and then bam, there's the game that they play against France. Brilliant rugby.
And I'm just like, what happened? What? No, don't play like
that. Don't play like that, damn it.
Be nice. So yes, our boys are going to face them today at 17:45. That is quarter to 6 p.m.
Yeah. All right, cool. Also, let us know where you'll check out the game, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
those are always so fun. All right, so we've got a legendary retired rugby player, that the man that is still very much in the circles, Mr. Daryl De La Harper, that did jump on the conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, he did put up his hand and say, no, let me in. I think I've got a viewer too. Let's check out what he says. Can we get that victory or not?
Hey, NSK. It's Daryl here. I'm just giving my bit on the team selection for the last game of the World Cup. I think it's the strongest team that we could field with all the players that is available. I think it's a very big loss for Johan Dejsel, our captain, not being there, and Divan Rousseau.
Because he got
also
Vian
Konradi and Johan Lefteef in the forwards not being available due to injury. I think those four guys really made a big difference in the team. They're good players, they're experienced and exciting guys that the team actually needed for this game. I love to see the change of Chubby Wanivi being on the side of the scrum on flanker. It's going to be interesting. I know he can play there, but it's going to be interesting to see him, what he brings to the team, what different would he bring to the team being on flank.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, seeing that the coaches went with a 6-2 split would give me the idea that they want to be more forward dominant and maybe target the set phases, which is the liners and the scrums.
Okay.
Uruguay has been vulnerable when it comes to scrum time.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully we can get some good penalties there and we can get the scoreboard pressure going. But then again, it's an old cliche of it's another guy's chance and to play and to finish off the World Cup. Also, and what better game else to make your name as the biggest game Namibia has in the last 4 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's my two cents concerning the team. I think chances of us winning is a good one. The amount of changes, forced changes because of injury, is a bit concerning for me. But I think the team, the starting team, has enough to win. I think it's going to be down to technical decisions on the day and who can handle the pressure, and who can obviously use the opportunities. I think the coaching staff has a difficult job in making the right changes at the right time. But like always, we're behind the boys and let's hope for that win.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Adele. Interesting pointers there. We didn't know about the Uruguayan game. We didn't really analyze it like that. That's why we have our analysis, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That they are vulnerable with their lineouts.
With their lineouts, yeah.
And we're not bad with our lineouts.
Mm.
You know, we just didn't get a chance to play against, you know, nations that we can dominate. But I can see us dominate the lineout. And the lineouts are important, Shaquan, because you know, once you get the ball from a lineup, right, you can initiate a running mo.
True.
And And he's saying that we might focus on our forwards.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're saying, look, we're going to target our lineouts where they are vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
We get that lineout.
True.
We drive the more forward with our forwards.
Mm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that could be a good game plan right there.
True, true. And I think also maybe if they do that and they actually make use of the field, please.
Yes.
The field is always open. Please.
So, yeah. So when the mall collapses, let's get it out on the field.
Yes.
Spread the ball, gents. Please.
Take
Oh my goodness.
To the other end, as a belief. Because you would actually notice a lot of the times in these games, a lot of the sort of like the opponent team, they are just around there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the whole field, a lot of the times, the opposition or even our players would be open most of the time. So please get the ball to the other side.
Let's get those backs running, man. Our backs, they haven't had the opportunity to run at the opposition.
Dude, Gershwin.
Gershwin, Huta. Speed. That's speed.
Exactly.
So let's use the speed. I'm really looking forward to this game. I think yes, it'll be one heck of an encounter because Uruguay, wow. But we can do
this. I genuinely do feel that we do stand a really good chance.
Yeah.
It's one of those where if we do lose this game, that it's not going to be like a big difference.
Yeah, it's not,
yeah. But it's also that people will be able to see that, damn, they can actually play rugby, you know? Because, like, I mean, the score, you know, the score matters. I get it. But also when people can actually see, especially people can see that you put your heart and soul into it and left, like you say, everything on the field. That is what's important today.
I so believe. All right, cool. Thank you so much, Shaquan. Thank you so much to Abeli Daryl. We'll probably get hold of Abeli Joe Blom tomorrow.
Yes, please.
Just to give us his analysis of the overall game.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously for the rest
and
of
the tournament.
World Cup. Yeah, exactly.
Say who for me.
Ah.
What are the chances? Susan, like today, right?
Yeah.
Mm-mm, let's talk tomorrow. It's fine.
Tomorrow? Fine. Okay. Yeah, tomorrow?
Because we're winning most, ne?
Yeah, Osven, bruh.
Yeah. Like, okay, so my prediction.
Yeah.
Is 18-11.
Okay, that's a close game. That's a hard-fought game. That's a tough game.
Yeah.
That means our defense were up there.
Yeah.
We fought every player.
Yes.
We actually got the tackles right.
Yes.
Okay. So
and we actually got the kicks
and we used those opportunities with the kicks.
No, but it's fine. Like, you know, our kicks are they as bad as South Africa?
Shots fired. How dare we shoot, throw shade here at South Africa. The nerve of these brave people in of Namibia.
Yeah, land of the brave. Land of the brave.
When looking to buy a car in these trying times, you need to rely on